become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Hour two, ladies and gentlemen, of the National Intel Reports. Of course, I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. Be with you for the balance of this hour on the 19th day of January 2005. This is from True Torah Jews. Anti-Zionism is unrelated to anti-Semitism. Now listen to their words. This is not some white Caucasian guy that was raised Roman Catholic railing against the Jews for no good reason at all. These are the good Jews speaking out against the false Jews. In a letter to UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Louise Arbour, Dr. Shimon Samuels expressed grave concerns about that the November 2004 expert seminar on defamation of religions and the global struggle against discrimination, anti-Semitism, Christian phobia, and Islamophobia, I guess that's a term we had to invent, in Barcelona degenerated, his word, into a defense of anti-Zionism as a legitimate movement unrelated to anti-Semitism. Dr. Samuels further suggested that the reporter on racism, Mr. Dudal Dien, it looks like, should include anti-Zionism among the forms of racism listed in his report. True Torah Jews could find no official UN reports, press releases, or news on this seminar or its conclusions, but if the expert seminar did in fact acknowledge that anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism are unrelated, this would be an exciting landmark event, and we applaud their findings, which also echo the statements of the United States Secretary of State Colin Powell, who's recognized publicly that anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism. You know, this is the guy on his way out. Condi Rice is going to slip in there and take his spot. Anti-Zionism, which is opposition to the Zionist state, is totally unrelated to anti-Semitism, which is opposition to the Jewish people or anti-Judaism. Now, one may be opposed to the Zionist state, yet be in full support of Judaism and the Jewish people. True Torah Jews do not agree with Dr. Samuel's suggestion that anti-Zionism should be considered a form of racism to be addressed by the United Nations Commission on Human Rights, any more than opposition to the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, should be considered a form of racism requiring the Commission's attention. Because Zionism is a political position, not a religious belief, it is therefore follows that anti-Zionism is simply an opposing political position. Worldwide Torah True Jewry is encouraged by this apparent step by the UN Commission towards disassociating anti-Zionism from anti-Semitism and fully supports this distinction between the two. Traditional Jews, which have suffered from erroneous association of Zionism and with Judaism over the years, welcome an official distinction between anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism. That came from Russell Waxman, assistant editor, True Torah Jews, Jews Against Zionism. And you can go to their website, folks, www.JewsAgainstZionism.com. Inform yourself. Learn the difference. Because one of these days you're going to be accused of being a racist in one form or another. Be sure of your ground. We'll be right back.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Somebody got into my stack of papers and messed up my story. At any rate, we'll just skip by that one. Well, say it isn't so. Walt Williams, long heralded as being a right-thinking, how should I say, conservative, well, that may be up to question. Education Department paid commentator to promote law by Greg Topo, USA Today. Seeking to build support among black families for its education reform law, the Bush administration paid a prominent black pundit almost $250,000 to promote the law on his nationally syndicated television show and to urge other black journalists to do the same. The campaign, part of the effort to promote No Child Left Behind, the NCLB, required commentator Armstrong Williams, not Walt Williams, Armstrong Williams, to regularly comment on the NCLB during the course of his broadcast, and to interview Education Secretary Rod Page for TV and radio spots that aired during the show in 2004. Williams said Thursday he understands that critics could find the arrangement unethical, but I wanted to do it because it's something I believe in. Oh, gosh. Well, let me see. What would be a good analogy for that? I don't like my city mayor, so I go hang the guy. It's a little unethical, but, you know, I believed in it. The top Democrat of the House Education Committee, Representative George Miller of California, called the contract a very questionable use of taxpayer money that is probably illegal. He said he will ask his Republican counterpart to join him in requesting an investigation. The contract, detailed in documents obtained by USA Today through a Freedom of Information Act request, also, folks, this is how this goes. Do you think when you watch television, you watch news stories, that there isn't an interest behind that and a certain spin that they put on this? And I'll tell you what I'm talking about here. I just received, and I'm going to have this individual on the program, talking about American jobs. Jobs are moving to low-wage countries. Is our way of life at stake? And this gentleman did a one-hour DVD chronicling what has happened to jobs in America. And they talk about the airline industry, or more specifically, the airline manufacturers, and more specifically about Boeing. And it is just amazing. I see an Airbus story. I think it's, the new Airbus 300 series, 380 or whatever it is. It's the largest passenger aircraft on the planet, beating the rolled-out Boeing 1969 entry into the jumbo jet market. Well, they set the standard. Fat Albert, it was called by people inside of Boeing and also aircraft mechanics that worked on this thing. Wildly successful airplane. I mean, fuel efficient, could carry up to 1 million pounds payload. I mean, it was just a monster, and it worked well, rather well. Well, I see the stories on CNN talking about Airbus and filming their extravaganza, you know, unveiling this aircraft yesterday. And I'm watching this story, and oh, it's just all fluff. It was nothing but a promotion for a company that's not American. Now, Boeing, on the other hand, folks, there are companies, airlines in America that are going to be buying the Airbus. They've already been buying their planes. Well, Boeing Aircraft Corporation cannot manufacture an aircraft of its own because, that's right, Japan, to quiet these fine people down, basically twisted a few arms, but Japan is building parts of the fuselage for planes for Boeing, but they don't have Boeing Aircraft Corporation, as it stands right now, today, doesn't have the ability to manufacture an aircraft here in the United States because everything is being parted out. And to make matters worse, American Airline carriers, I should say, not the airline itself or the name, are going to be buying Airbus. They have been buying Airbus planes. Well, they're going to be purchasing more. They're not going to be buying Boeing. You know, I don't even think McDonnell Douglas is in business anymore, is it? You know, we used to have competition in this country. Yeah, they would get the fat contracts for military aircraft. You know, these were big bonuses to them. But they would develop new technologies and new aircraft, but they stayed up with the passenger planes and that market. But, folks, it is astounding. It is astounding to see what has happened just in that industry alone. I mean, it's ludicrous. You know, folks, let me tell you something. You know, forget about fighting two theaters in a war worldwide. If we got into a conventional-style dogfight with somebody, some country or countries on this planet, and we needed to build planes here in this country, like something similar to World War II, it can't be done. It cannot. It literally cannot be done. So how safe and secure is your country? You know, we're interdependent. We're intermixed with all these other countries and other manufacturers for this, that, and the other. To be honest with you, Boeing aircraft, they did say in this story, American jobs, that at least Japan, because they got the contract to manufacture parts of the new Boeing plane, that they were actually putting in orders to Boeing from JAL, Japan Airlines. So I guess that's something. But other countries that are making parts for this plane, no. They're turning around and buying Airbus. You know, this is a government-controlled and government-funded company. You know, I would consider that to be unfair competition right off the bat, but evidently, you know, folks, this is not happening by accident. Here's the point. It's not happening by accident. I was going to do this story yesterday. I'll open up the phone lines today, 800-313-9443. And I saw this also in the other day in the news, and I finally got the report on it. Police report recommends suspending handgun ID system. Do you remember a few years ago they were going through this their repertoire of guns and how they can better keep guns out of the hands of criminals? And, well, we need smart guns. You know that you have a little implant and you can't grab a gun and use it. Say a police officer, you wrested a handgun away from a police officer, you couldn't turn it on him and use it, because it would be matched to the user, and anybody else that grabbed the gun couldn't use it against you or anybody else. Well, they started to do what they called fingerprinting for guns. Basically, what the program was, they were forcing gun manufacturers to test fire a bullet through a specific gun married to a specific serial number for the gun. They would take the bullet and the casing, and they would have to save that information. For what purpose? Well, ballistics or whatever tests if the gun was used in a crime. Well, it all sounded fine on paper. Now, here's the real story behind that story. A law requiring Maryland State Police to collect ballistics information from each handgun sold in the state has not aided in a single criminal investigation and should be repealed, a state police report has concluded. Now, this is Maryland, folks. You ever seen the Maryland State Police? They look like something out of Hitler's Germany, for God's sakes, with the pantaloons there, the riding pants, the crops, the boots, the garb that they wear with that band across their chest and the belt. I mean, they're scary. Even the hats look kind of Hitlerian. But at any rate, about $2.5 million has been spent on the program so far. Colonel Thomas E. Hutchins, the state police superintendent, said he would prefer spending the money on proven crime-fighting techniques. Maryland was one of the first states to adopt the ballistic fingerprinting law in April 2000. New York is the only other state to have such a database. The Maryland law requires gun manufacturers to test fire handguns and send a spent shell casing from each gun sold into the state police. The casing's unique markings are entered into a database for future gun tracing. The system really is not doing anything, Hutchins said. The guns that we find at crime scenes may not necessarily be the ones sold in Maryland, so there's nothing to compare it to anyhow. Sanford Abrams, vice president of the Maryland Licensed Firearms Dealers Association, added that the system only leads police to a person who bought the gun when many guns used in crimes have been stolen. Now, the report also pointed to shortcomings in how ballistics information is sent to authorities. In one case, a gun dealer test-fired guns rather than the gun's manufacturer, according to the report. Gun control groups favor ballistic fingerprinting systems, saying they are effective crime-fighting tools. Leah Barrett, executive director of Ceasefire Maryland, said state police are not using the database enough. She said scrapping the state program could deal a setback to better ballistics imaging. I think it's a real tragedy because the states are looking at New York and Maryland to see how we succeed with this. Well, duh. I mean, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You know. The other day, folks, I told you that all of this with the tobacco industry was to set a precedent for other endeavors. The anti-people, I call them, just the anti-people people. And the tobacco industries, the large lawsuits, the billions of dollars, you know, and payments and all this other stuff, that was a test bed. If it could work with the tobacco companies, I mean, smoking cigarette. I've known people who've smoked cigarettes until the day they died, and they didn't die from cigarette smoking or lung cancer or anything attributable to that, heart disease, anything else. They died of natural deaths. You've heard the stories. Guy used to drink a fifth of whiskey a day, smoke five packs of cigarettes. He lived to be 92. Well, some people would argue, well, if he didn't do that, he might have lived longer. Well, crowding the century is long enough for me. I don't know about anybody else. But the whole groundwork was laid specifically for one reason and one reason only. No, not to just give lawyers jobs. No. It was to go after the gun industries to set the precedent so they could bilk billions of dollars out of the gun industry. These people aren't interested in anything else but making money, folks. And I'm talking about the groups and organizations that are coming up with these cockamamie plans, supposedly, and who can argue with this, to keep people safe. They never talk about the millions of lives that gun owners and their guns have saved. They only cite the statistics of people that died of gunshot wounds. We'll be right back.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure at 870-269-4177, or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
To the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Walking like a millionaire, smiling like a king. He leaned his shopping cart against the wall. He said, I've been a lot of places, and I've seen a lot of things. But Sonny, I've seen one thing, beats them all.
Is he talking about George Bush here? All right, folks, we're back. 800-313-9443 to comment on any story I'm talking about, or if you've got some information you would like to get out on the airwaves, your phone call is welcome. 800-313-9443. A lot of stuff going on, folks. You know, I still am sticking by this. I think the timing on this whole Afghanistan, Iraq, and a soon-to-be Iran deal is not an accident, okay? And when I say that, it serves many different purposes, of course, for the global elite, not for you and I. But one of the things that it will accomplish is to get the heat off of George Bush. See, the attention is not being focused on George Bush and the free trade area of Americas. Okay, there's a vote coming up on this very, very soon in Congress, and we'll get you the full details on it. Folks, it's what we've been talking about for years. And I'm not slighting anybody for going off into other areas and other aspects and arenas, but in my mind, I don't think anything is important to the sanctity and security of the United States right now than dealing with George Bush's free trade area of Americas. I can see no other. This is the global governance forming right before our very eyes. And quite frankly, I don't care right now about Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't care about Planet X. I don't care about any of that stuff right now because we are facing dangers, immediate dangers that are ready. They're ready, willing, and able to eat our lunch right now. These are the things I'm most concerned with. Long-term planning, I'm not opposed to that. But first, you've got to do away with what's threatening you the most. Should we play music again? Should we just play music? No phone calls, just play music? Yeah, why not? Let's just play music. Let's see if anybody's out there listening. Go ahead, just hit it.
To the sign, read between the lines. Don't let the sun set on our love.
Play that for a while. Who is that? Stevie Ray? Ooh. Do I have to pay anybody for playing that record? We'll check with the Vons. Okay. Explaining how depleted uranium is killing civilians, soldiers, and land, nanoparticles pinpointed, depleted uranium weapons, and the untold misery they wreak on mankind. Oh, that's right. Back to our favorite subject, media. Our taboo subjects in the mainstream media. This exclusive report should break the media embargo imposed on the American people. Despite being grossly underreported, the subject, that is, in the mainstream, there is an intense public interest in depleted uranium and the damage it inflicts on humankind and the environment. While the American Free Press is actively investigating DU, and who's doing this investigating is Chris Bolin, real good reporter, and how they contribute to Gulf War syndrome, the corporate-controlled press ignores the illegal use of DU and its long-lasting effects on the health of veterans and the public. In August of 2004, American Free Press published a groundbreaking four-part series on DU weapons and the long-term health risk they pose to soldiers and civilians alike. Information provided to AFP by experts and scientists, some of it published for the first time, has increased public awareness of how exposure to small particles of DU can severely affect human health. Lauren Morit, a Berkeley-based geoscientist with expertise in atmospheric dust, corresponds with AFP on DU issues. Recently, Morit provided a copy of her letters to a British radiation biologist, Dr. Chris Busby, about how nanometer-sized particles less than one-tenth of a micron and smaller of depleted uranium, once inhaled or absorbed into the body, can cause long-term damage to one's health. Who do you think has been breathing this stuff for, say, 12, 13 years? Oh, that's right, the Iraqi citizens, along with our soldiers and the CIA.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time. By creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Finishing this story about nanoparticles pinpointed, Busby is one of the founders of Green Audit, a British organization that monitors companies whose activities might threaten the environment and health of citizens. Moritz's writings were meant to assist Busby in a legal case being heard in the High Court in London, where a former defense worker, Richard David, 49 years of age, is suing Normal Air Garrett Limited, an aircraft parts company now owned by Honeywell Aerospace, claiming exposures to DU on the job has made his life a living hell, quote, end quote. David worked on as a component fitter on fighter planes and bombers, but had to quit due to health problems. He says he developed a cough within weeks of starting work. Today, David suffers from a variety of symptoms like those known as Gulf War Syndrome, including respiratory and kidney problems, bowel conditions, and painful joints. Medical tests reveal mutations to his DNA and damage to his chromosomes, which he says could only have been caused by ionizing radiation. He's also been diagnosed with a terminal lung condition. Now, Honeywell, of course, denies DU was ever used at the plant in Somerset, where David worked for 10 years until 1995. David claims that DU's existence at the plant was denied because it is an official secret. David has asked the High Court for more time to gather evidence. The hearing is due to resume in April. I don't have any legal representation, he says, so I'm representing myself. It's truly a real David versus Goliath case. He says, I am confident I will win. I hope to set a precedent for other cases of people who have suffered from the effects of depleted uranium. Moret's letters on particle effect of DU is based on research done by Marion Falk. Well, he's no small potato. He was a nuclear physicist, chemist, and former scientist with Manhattan Project and the National Laboratory at Livermore, California. Falk, who has developed a particle theory about how DU nanoparticles affect human DNA, donates his time and expertise to help bring information about DU to the public. Ask about Falk's particle theory, Busby said, it is quite sound. DU is much more dangerous than they say. I've always said that if it contributes significantly to the Gulf War syndrome. Now, when Moret's correspondence to Dr. Busby was posted on the Internet over the New York Year's holiday under the title How Depleted Uranium Weapons Are Killing Our Troops, some 6,000 people read the letter in the first 2 days. The following Monday, a producer from BBC's Panorama program contacted Moret to arrange an interview. If the BBC follows up with the investigation on health effects of DU, it may be hard for U.S. media to maintain their cover-up. More than 500,000 Gulf War-era vets currently receive disability compensation. Well, I wonder why they're getting that. Many of them for a variety of symptoms generally referred to as Gulf War syndrome. Experts blame DU for many of these symptoms. The numbers are overwhelming, but the potential horrors only get worse, according to Robert C. Kohler of the Chicago-based Tribune Media Services, wrote in an article about DU weapons entitled Silent Genocide. DU dust does more than wreak havoc on the immune system of those who breathe it or touch it. The substance also alters one's genetic code. The Pentagon's response to such charges is denial. Did you expect anything else? Denial, denial, denial. And the American media is its moral conspirator. Now, U.S. government knows about this. The U.S. government has known for at least 20 years that DU weapons produce clouds of poisonous gas on impact. These clouds are depleted uranium are laden with billions of toxic submicron-sized particles. A 1984 Department of Energy conference on nuclear airborne waste reported that a test of DU anti-tank missiles showed that at least 31% of the mass of depleted uranium, the penetrator is converted into nanoparticles on impact. In larger bombs, the percentage of aerosolized DU increases nearly 100%. And this is according to what Falk told the American Free Press. DU is harmful in three ways, according to Falk: chemical toxicity, radiological toxicity, and particle toxicity. Particles in a nanometer, 1/1,000,000th of a meter, range are new breed of cat, Moret wrote, because the size of the nanoparticles allows them to pass freely through the organism and into the nucleus of the cells. Exposure to nanoparticles causes different symptoms than exposure to larger particles of the same substance. Internalized DU particles, Falk said, act as a nonspecific catalyst in both nuclear and non-nuclear ways. This means that the uranium particles can affect human DNA and RNA because of both of its chemical and radiological properties. That is why internalized DU particles cause many, many diseases. Asked if this is how DU causes severe birth defects, Falk said yes. By the way, folks, I have seen the pictures of Iranian children that are born. Well, if you can call it being born. Absolutely ghastly. Just absolutely 100%. I can't even think of a proper term for it. It is so inhuman. Now, the military is aware of this. The military is aware of the DU's harmful effects on human genetic code. A 2001 study of the DU's effect on DNA done by Dr. Alexandra C. Miller for the Armed Forces Radiobiology Research Institute in Bethesda, Maryland, indicates that DU's chemical instability causes 1,000,000 times more genetic damage than would be expected from its radiation effect alone. Dr. Miller requested that questions be sent in writing and copied to a military spokesman. She did tell the American Free Press that it should be noted that in her studies showing that DU is neoplastically transforming and genotoxic are based on in vitro cellular research. Studies have shown that inhaled nanoparticles are far more toxic than micro-sized particles of the same basic chemical composition. British toxicologist, his name is Howard, has reported that the increased toxicity of the nanoparticle is due to its size. For example, here's a good one. For example, when mice were exposed to virus-sized particles of Teflon, that being 0.13 microns in a University of Rochester study, there were no ill effects. But when mice were exposed to nanoparticles of the Teflon for 15 minutes, all the mice died within 4 hours. Exposure pathways for depleted uranium can be through the skin by inhalation and ingestion. Nanoparticles have high mobility and can enter the body. Inhalation of nanoparticles of depleted uranium is the most hazardous exposure because the particles pass through the lung-blood barrier directly into your blood. When inhaled through the nose, nanoparticles can cross the olfactory bulb directly into the brain through the blood-brain barrier, where they migrate all through the brain. Many Gulf-era soldiers exposed to depleted uranium have been diagnosed with brain tumors, brain damage, and impaired thought processes. Uranium can interfere with the, mitochondria, there we go, which provide energy for the nerve processes and transmittal of the nerve signal across synapses in the brain. In other words, you don't snap no more between your synapses. The electrical energy doesn't pass, the signals aren't sent, brain's dead. Damage to the mitochondria, which provide all energy to the cells and nerves, can cause chronic fatigue syndrome, Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's disease, and Hodgkin's disease. And folks, there are different ways to do genocide on people, okay? It's just not from bombs, cluster bombs, bullets, tank shells, whatever the case may be. Depleted uranium has been used in the Middle East, in Afghanistan, and specifically in Iraq, for better than 13 years. And we have seen the evidence. You want to talk about mass genocide, to say nothing. And the military knows this. The government knows it. They know the dangers of depleted uranium, but they're not telling the soldiers this. They're over there breathing it right now. How ghastly is that? When they know about the problem, knew about it 2 decades ago, but are using it not only to kill the enemy, but to kill their own. And then when you get out of the military, you develop all these symptoms. Let me refer you back to the gentleman that I've had on this program, Eric Schein, when he went to the Veterans Administration, the new director, and kept saying, look, I know what's wrong with me. To sic Homeland Security on the guy because, well, he's being obnoxious and threatening. That's what your government is doing. Are you ready for a draft, folks? Yeah, forget the backdoor draft. Let's expand the war in the Middle East. Let's get more people in there. Let's kill more people, not only theirs, but our own. That's how the situation sizes up. Make you feel comfortable? Makes me sick. Let's go to the phones. John in Florida. Hello, John.
Yeah, how you doing, John?
Good.
I got my book today, One Way Ticket to Crossroads, Texas. And right now I'm just got done watering my wheatgrass. Other than that, when you play the music, I had to call.
Well, you know, and sometimes, you know, a lot of people, I'm trying to get them. If people have followed me over the years, we're interactive. And this is kind of a training and a test ground to have people not just be responsive, but jump in, you know, to train them and, I guess, condition them to be better soldiers for the truth. And if we're going to sit around on our duffs and do nothing, well, then what's the point of it?
You know, I bought that JFK-2 through your programming, and I made copies of that. And that pretty much, if people would watch that, it shows how the Bush, Nixon, you know, all of them, how evil they are.
Well, we've got a criminal cabal that's been going on for a long time. It has been interconnected, and it's almost interchangeable. It doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat. It's, you know, it's been going on for a number of years, and it's not going to stop until the American people demand accountability from our nation's leaders. They have thrown the Constitution out the window. They're hiring criminals and thugs. They've got double Soviet agents that have been in the White House since the Nixon days. They've got KGB people and Stasi police people that are going to be teaming up with this Chertoff guy in Homeland Security. I mean, we're literally developing Nazi Germany 2 here. And nobody really seems to be concerned about it. The medias themselves should be really concerned about it because if they remember in Russia, communist Russia, they only had 1 or 2 approved government news outlets.
Yeah.
They better be fearing for their jobs right now.
I mean, I try to give people JFK 2, and they won't even watch it, most of them, or if they do. And I also give them Alex's tapes, you know, and make and make copies of that. And I actually had to buy a DVD, VCR, record record one to the other,
right,
just to make certain copies. You know.
Well, and you know what? And I said this the other day on the program. Don't get discouraged because, you know, if you can get some of these people to watch that DVD, that is fine. If they don't give you the response that you think that you should after this bombastic information, don't sweat it. Because what you've done, my friend, is planted the seed. No matter if they can't take this bit of information and stick it into their thinking model here, and if it rejects outright, sooner or later, they're going to see something that is going to refer back to, and they're going to remember what they watched. This is going to refer back to that DVD and to you, and they'll be thanking you. So yeah. People out there, take heart. It's a tough thing to do. Nobody ever said it was going to be easy.
And I'm listening to you on shortwave.
Well, I appreciate that. How's it coming in down there?
Tonight you're coming in good. Last week it was kind of bad.
Okay.
But anyway, this depends on the conditions.
Well, you know, maybe we should go down there and make a deal with Vincente Fox and put up a million watt AM station and just melt all the radio sets in America. I remember Wolfman Jack used to operate out of a station out of Mexico, and he got all over the place. Maybe we should set one up in Honduras. No, I think somebody tried that before. Thanks, John. I appreciate your call, my friend.
Thank you.
Stuart in Texas. Hello, Stuart.
John, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Your previous caller just kind of stole what I was going to say. I've got Carl Schwartz's book, and I'm into it. And I was going to kind of put a plug out there that everybody that's listening, you've got to order this Carl Schwartz book, number one. Number two, get the Patriots book.
Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse.
My gosh, man. Both those two books are two of the best books I've gotten into, and I can't remember when. And Carl Schwartz is just, gosh, he's just on another level.
Well, you know what they did? Somebody asked me, well, what was the motivation for Carl Schwartz? And my response to that was they screwed around with the guy too much. They just kept hammering him and nipping at his heels, and he just threw down the gauntlet, and he turned, and he faced his enemy, and he said, you know what? Enough is enough. And I'm going to go out there and get my counterparts in the industry and all the friends and business leaders, and we're going to see what's what. And hence that book. That book only took him 3.5 weeks to write. It took us longer to get the thing produced, but it seemed like it took forever. But that's what has to happen. Folks, we're at a crossroads in this country right now. And I said this before. The people that knew about this but weren't directly involved, they would turn a blind eye. They figured as long as they're not involved in something like this, well, then it's okay. I think I'll just skate by. Now they're starting to realize that it's going to affect everybody and every aspect of your life. I don't care if you're a business owner. I don't care if you work for somebody. I don't even care if you're unemployed or a welfare recipient. This is going to affect everybody, and people are starting to take note and take action.
Yeah. One more thing. Did you have a chance to watch the Dietrich Bonhoeffer video I gave you?
No, not yet. I've got that. You should see our conference room. That's been turned into a shipping center for Carl's book. But I have sat down, and I've got interrupted by phone calls and employees here and everything else. But I have been attempting to watch it. I will get through it.
Okay. And I will try and volunteer some time here this week and come down and maybe help you stuff some of that stuff. So.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Stuart.
Okay. Thanks.
All righty. You too. Barney in Maryland. Hello, Barney.
Yeah, how you doing, John?
Doing better now.
What I want to find out about is what kind of an act is going on with the inauguration.
Ooh.
All the people that engineered terrorist attacks and assassinations will be honored guests inside the affair. Why do they need 6,000 police and 7,000 troops to guard them?
Well, you know, I mentioned this the other day. And I made the statement, and I thought about this after I said it, and I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't have said that, but maybe I should have. You know, the Secret Service and everybody's up there to protect the president.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't need that much security if the man was not so hated. Now, I don't want to see anything, either from a foreign power or somebody domestically, do any harm to my dear W up there in Washington, D.C. No, I want him around to be on trial. You can't try dead people, so let's leave him alive.
Yeah, well, you take all the terrorists in history have just been small-timers except for the when the governments get involved.
Well, and who was it the other day that mentioned that terrorism was actually rooted out of the French, and it was referred to the French government committing terrorism on its citizens? Now, that's interesting. I'll have to check that one out, but somebody had called into the show and said, well, you know where the word terrorism came from. And I wasn't even aware of it. But supposedly that's where it came from.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have any doubt.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, Barney. I appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Graham in Texas. Hello, Graham. Okay, Graham dropped Sonia.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Good.
Great. You know, I was just listening to the symptoms that you was listing off there as far as the pediatrician.
Right.
And a thought occurred to me. Who's to say what they're using in the chemtrails?
You know, I've had those same thoughts. What if in these chemtrails that they've been bombarding us with for how many years now, what if there is a mycoplasma that is in that spray? Now, you breathe the stuff and it messes with your sinuses, or, you know, it may... no break here. Let's just skip the break. Or it may cause lung problems or exacerbate maybe if you've got a medical condition, bronchitis, or, you know, something wrong with your lungs. Those seem to be temporary. But what if, and I'm not a wild-eyed conspiracy theorist, but what if they were putting mycoplasmas in that stuff that they're spraying in the air? It is in your body now, and it can be activated at a later time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just recently, the activity over Round Rock and Austin has increased dramatically as far as the chemtrails. And virtually everybody I talk to has a bad cough or a bad cold, and it's like they're blaming it on allergies, which is quite possible, but it just seems strange that people who've never had allergies before all of a sudden are claiming they have allergies.
Well, I remember doing a show with Alex Jones when he was on KGFK. Here in Austin, and I remember I was in studio, and I had asked the question, the listeners, is there anybody out there that have noticed symptoms, you know, respiratory symptoms, and referring directly to the chemical spraying that we see going on every day. And a doctor had called in, a bona fide, legitimate medical doctor, had his own practice, and I said, have you seen any increase in upper respiratory diseases or whatever? And he said, my office is flooded. He said, I have never seen anything like this. This has been going on for a long time. I've been trying to get Clifford Carnicom on the program. This guy evidently has been under so many threats that he's crawled down the rabbit hole someplace.
Yeah. The Austin American Statesman covered a story by the local meteorologist that said that since 1978 they have been seeding clouds here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems strange to me, all of a sudden, you know, why we've lived here since 87. How come we've never noticed it before?
Well, isn't that amazing? Because, and that's true, because there is a difference between chemtrails and vapor trails.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen them over the years. We know what they look like. You can look up in the blue sky and you can see a jet going off in the distance, and you see a trail for about a quarter of a mile, half a mile behind it, and then it looks like little dots and dashes. It starts to break up immediately and then disappears.
Right.
But not now, no. We've got NASA photographs of San Francisco Bay Area. We have photographs that we've seen of the spraying going all around the United States. Now, when you watch your evening weather or whatever the case may be, or your Doppler radar or whatever, this stuff doesn't show up. What it does show up as in satellite photographs, you can see it. The mm-hmm. the trails laid down across the United States, and it's astounding to look at it.
Yeah, and then last night you was talking about a whole bunch of different things, and it occurred to me too. All the while, the government has this infighting between races and religions,
right,
and social statuses and everything else. We're not paying attention to the key issues.
That's exactly right. It's a distraction. And the caller that called in from California, I'm sure he's listening today. You know, I understood his point about distractions, and I understand that. And we were talking specifically about homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a statement that was excuse me, listener, but profoundly dumb. I'm sorry. That children can't be conditioned into deviant lifestyles. That is absolutely 100% false. And he claimed that he had friends that were homosexuals and so on. Look, I got a brother-in-law that this guy is as gay as this day is long. He knows not to talk to me about the subject, but I have talked to him about it. And I've told him, I said, you know what? You don't strike me as being a particularly happy person. Maybe you ought to change your sex life. And we've had some interesting conversations about it, but, you know, it amazes me. You know, and these can be a distraction, but here's my question, here's my point. At what point do we tolerate and accept? Is there no standard that we're willing to stand under or stand for? Or under the work, under the guise of working together and mutual cooperation, how much are we willing to accept in order to maintain a goal? And then here's another question. Once we attain this supposed goal, where are we really at?
Well, the thing is, no one is willing to stand shoulder to shoulder and say, this is wrong, I'm not going to do it, because everybody is afraid of what they will lose personally.
Mm-hmm. I know. And so, if you boil it down to the basic thing, and that's fear, and people better learn how to deal with it and get over it
move
on.
What are they going to do when, okay, we haven't stood up, so now we have nowhere to live, we have no food, we have no job.
We got no country.
Right.
I know.
So, I mean, if you don't stand up and speak out, if you don't stand for something, then what's the point?
I understand. Sonia, thank you. Good
thank
call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. It's the year 2005, and Noah lives in the United States. The Lord speaks to Noah and says, in 1 year I'm going to make it rain and cover the whole earth with water until all is destroyed, but I want you to save the righteous people and two of every kind of living thing on earth. Therefore, I'm commanding you to build an ark. In a flash of lightning, God delivered the specifications for the ark. Fearful and trembling, Noah took the plans and agreed to build the ark. Remember, the Lord said, you must complete the ark and bring everything on board within 1 year. Exactly 1 year later, a fierce storm cloud covered the earth, and all the seas and earth went into a tumult. The Lord saw Noah sitting in front of the in the front yard weeping. Noah, he shouted, where's the ark? Lord, Noah said, please forgive me. I did my best, but there were big problems. First, I had to get a permit from the construction, and your plans did not comply with the codes. I had to hire an engineer from and redraw the plans. Then I got into a fight with OSHA over whether the ark needed a fire sprinkler system and flotation devices. Then my neighbor objected, claiming that I was violating zoning ordinances by building the ark in my front yard, so I had to get a variance from the City Planning Commission. I had problems getting enough wood for the ark because there was a ban on cutting trees to protect the spotted owl. I finally convinced the U.S. Forest Service that I needed the wood to save the owls. However, the Fish and Wildlife Service won't let me catch any owls, so, Lord, I'm sorry, no owls. The carpenters formed a union and went on strike. I had to negotiate a settlement with the National Labor Union. Now I have 16 carpenters on the ark, but still no owls. When I started rounding up other animals, I got sued by an animal rights group. They objected to me only taking two of each kind aboard. Just when I got the suit dismissed, the EPA notified me that I could not compete with the ARC, or I couldn't complete the ARC, rather, without filing an environmental impact statement on the proposed flood. They didn't take very kindly to the idea that they had no jurisdiction over the conduct of the creator of the universe. Then the Army Corps of Engineers demanded a map of the proposed new floodplain. I sent them a globe. Right now, I'm trying to resolve a complaint filed with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission that I'm practicing discrimination by not taking godless, unbelieving people aboard. The IRS has seized all my assets, claiming that I'm building an ark in preparation to flee the country to avoid paying my taxes. I just got a notice from the state that I owe some kind of user tax and failed to register the ark as a recreational watercraft. Finally, the ACLU got the courts to issue an injunction against further construction of the ark, saying that since God is flooding the earth, it's a religious event and therefore unconstitutional. I really don't think I can finish the ark for another 5 or 6 years, Noah wailed. The sky began to clear, the sun began to shine, the seas began to calm, a rainbow arched across the sky. Noah looked up hopefully. You mean you're not going to destroy the earth, Lord? No, the Lord said sadly. Your government already has.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making lacking bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.